Welcome to the Great People Podcast, episode 24.
Welcome to the Great People Podcast, where topics that people expect to be black and white are discussed by going into the gray areas. And now, your trio of hosts, Sebastian Zuniga, Reyna Rivera, and Randy Felice.
Welcome everybody to Gray People Podcast, episode 24.
Yeah.
24 episodes. Today will also be known as the grand finale, the season ending episode 24. Everybody here is going to be doing the show as four. I think it's been a while since that, right?
Yeah. It's been a few episodes.
It's been a few episodes since us four. And today's topic is going to be texting and driving, also known as texting while driving. I thought that was funny to find out that it's also texting while driving.
Motherfuckers.
And we're going to discuss a couple different things about it. It came to our attention. Obviously, we know texting and driving, you know, we've heard a lot of things about it. But lately, where we currently live, they have this initiative going on right now to basically go after, I guess you would say, the people that text and drive. So first and foremost, let me ask you guys, when I say text and driving, what comes to your mind first? Guys, answer that. And then I want some accountability. Do you text and drive? So first and foremost, Reyna, when you hear texting and driving, what comes to your mind? First thing.
You're driving and you're writing a full-blown out text message.
A full-blown
out text. So you hear text and drive and you don't think like just a quick okay. You feel you hear someone's writing.
That's what Reyna's feeling.
I feel like it's more than one word.
Yeah,
because okay. I feel like texting. Randy has mastered the ability to just
master the ability.
Okay,
so first and foremost,
to just say okay without looking.
He, we might have police at the end of the episode.
He's like, no,
what she means is I do the okay and send it.
Yeah. But okay. if you're like responding to someone like with you know a full sentence, and I mean okay. I feel like you're holding your phone.
So then we go. Okay, so the accountability question is: do you text and drive right now?
I barely drive, so no.
So you don't. And when you drive, you never text. Yeah. You never look at social media.
Mm-mm.
You don't put on the GPS.
Nope.
In the middle of the road.
She's like, barely.
No, you just drive.
I just drive.
Thank For you. Me, when I hear...
What about you,
Well, thank God, Rain. I've seen you drive. And I think you're texting half the time.
When I hear text and drive or texting and driving, I hear... I just picture, I don't know why, but young people, like, distraction. Like, you know what I mean? It just, like, feel like it's like a youngin' thing. Like, it's not like...
He's trying to take away the heat from him. He's
no,
like,
no.
It's only young people.
No, I've done it, too. I do it, too.
There's
no,
but what I'm saying is... Part.
What I'm saying is I don't feel like it's... I don't know, like, if I hear texting and driving, it's us, the young generation, that can't wait 5 seconds, and we gotta respond, and we gotta be on top of everything. Mm-hmm. I don't see an 84-year-old...
Well, that would be scary if an 84-year-old was texting.
Exactly,
or
and
driving.
That's why, and that's why
or
I say it. That's what I'm saying.
Man, I've seen some people in the 80s that could drive. Shout out to 8 decades in the game.
Dang.
No, but that's what I mean. I hear, like, young, like, quote-unquote stupid kids... Being distracted.
So when you hear texting and driving, you're like, I'm thinking stupid kids texting and driving. So what about you?
Because we know the
you
risk.
You text and you drive?
I've done it.
Stupid kid.
No, I know. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I know the risk. Like, I was telling
you. Why do you do it?
I think it's just, again, like, it's just, for me, I was telling Sean about this right before we started. I think it's...
He had a confession.
He said, the road is mine. And I feel like this is...
I pay my taxes too, motherfucker.
No. What I mean is...
This is turning into intervention.
No. I honestly feel like it's the regulation behind it. For example, mm-hmm. you get pulled over texting and driving, you're looking at $150, maybe $175 ticket. Mm-hmm. You get pulled over drinking and driving, and that's thousands of dollars. So in comparison, I feel like I'm one to be like, oh, I'm never drinking and driving. But I'm like, oh, I shouldn't. It's like, I shouldn't do it. Like, I know I shouldn't do it. I know the risks. But then it's like, like, just real quick. No one's, you know what I mean? It's
but
just
it's
like,
not just
so
real
now
quick.
We know you break the law, but not as much.
Perfect. No, I'm saying.
He breaks
like,
what he can afford.
Perfect. Again.
I'm saying that I think everybody would change real quick if all of a sudden the fines for texting and driving were $10,000 in jail time.
Or people you hit will someone.
Get, and I'm telling you, I'm thinking we're going to get there someday if it happens. But. I'll explain that. What about you, Sean? What do you initially think when you hear texting and driving? What's that first thought? When you hear somebody texting while driving, texting and driving, what's that first thing that comes to your mind?
Someone's going to fuck up. I've seen too many times where, like, I'm driving next to somebody and they're texting or whatever. too many times, I swear, and they go right over like the island. Have you seen when they do that? And they hit the pole, and they keep driving like nothing happened.
Have you seen when they do the corrections where they like?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, but no, for real. Like I've seen this happen.
It sucks. Texting. It sucks to know that people something. Have their eyes on their phone, and Sean has his eyes on them. I know. While they're driving. Well, you know. I don't know what's been. Hey man, stop texting. I'm watching you. Oh shit.
Well, no, like I glance over because you know it's dark and you can see like the light, whatever. Yeah. You're like, okay, obviously they're texting. You know. And then you glance over again, and all of a sudden you hear this. You know, this
you should,
pop, and
you're you like, oh, shit. You should call that secondhand texting and driving or something. I don't know.
You know what's interesting is...
That's something. Me not minding my damn business.
But hold up. So yeah. But then, Sean, so the accountability piece, have you texted and drive? Do you text and drive?
I have, and I don't
really...
I feel
really. Like he uses Siri, though, a lot. Don't
yeah,
you?
I do. Siri. Because my car has, you know, the Bluetooth thing, so I'm like, hey, call this or
that's good.
Do this. So.
How about you? What do you do?
Yeah, motherfucker.
I have texted and driven. You know, it's not nothing I'm proud of. You know, it's not good. First thing I think texting and driving, I'm thinking should stop. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Texting and driving should stop. That's my initial thought.
Yep.
So now we're going to get deeper into this conversation because I just wanted to get the initial portion to see how people feel.
Oh,
now,
you just want to put us on the spot in front of all of our listeners. Yeah,
I just wanted to know, you know, so
you're not alone.
Speak for yourself. So, I don't even drive, so.
Great People Podcast has a bunch of irresponsible motherfuckers.
Irresponsible people.
Raina's 85 years old and she does not drive.
So this is where we're going to open the discussion. I want to talk a little bit more about it. So texting and driving, people initially think texting and driving, it's more than just texting. It could be emailing. Randy, liking, you know, distraction. There's multiple things.
Changing songs.
I was looking at it, and this is some of the main things that they said lead to accidents and that people look at when they look at accidents that were created by distractions. So phones, number one, probably, like correct. Electronic it's devices. Reading and writing, I thought that was pretty crazy.
That's
like,
crazy. People, who is reading and writing?
You'll be surprised. I've seen people, like, people, with a little pen and paper eat. Writing while people they drive. Reaching for an object other than their phone. So if something fell on the floor or they're grabbing something. Using the touch screen in the car, so like the GPS or other technology in your car. And then one that I thought was interesting was kind of what Sean was talking about, the distractions on things outside of the car. So for example, there's an accident and you take your eyes off the road to see like who got hurt or whatever.
And you make an accident yourself.
Or distractions by people in the car. So sometimes your shotgun
backseat
or the backseat or dogs and things like that. The other one, fatigue, and I think we know that one, you know, people being tired and driving.
Mm-hmm. I have been a victim of that.
Yes. But the last one, and this one was one that I think is interesting, is driving while you're angry, sad, crying, or highly emotional is
also considered known to be a distraction. Drake driving.
No, but it's considered to be a distraction while driving, and it's interesting to kind of see, like, you know, I think people hear like, oh, he was distracted, so he hit somebody. We think automatically, oh, that motherfucker was on the phone.
Yeah.
You know, no, but Sean watching other people drive while being on the phone.
He's like, it's just
as
bad.
I'll go ahead and say, obviously, those are all things that will cause an accident, you know.
Yeah.
Drinking and driving.
But the biggest one, phones. The
biggest one's going to be phones. Down. I'm going to toss it. And the reason why I think we discussed it on this episode is because out of all those other things that you can stop, maybe those aren't as frequent. And the most frequent one will be the phone. So we go back to the point that is, okay, let's say texting and driving, email on your phone. There's people that play games, people that are looking at social media.
Doing live while driving.
Live, whatever. Yeah. Going through music. Anything you do. So this is what we're going to talk about now. So currently where we live, and it's been happening a lot of different cities in the United States, but where we live in the state of Utah, we've discussed that we live in Salt Lake City. They did this a couple weeks back where they ended up having some vans drive down the freeway. And then they'd have like one police officer driving and they'd have three police officers in the back of the van looking around that van, like 360, multiple vans going on the freeway. And since they have a higher view, since they're higher, they would look down at cars and people that were texting and driving and they pull them over and they give them a $150 ticket basically to begin with.
Do you know if there was anything other than like phones? Just wondering if they were looking at people like playing with their dogs or...
I know that this initiative was purely for anything that was done on phones. I don't know.
Like electronic devices. Okay.
No, anything more. And I did personally speak to a police officer about it where... So anybody on the phone, so what they call it is, and then it's also on the news here locally, people, there's an NBC affiliate called KSL where you can look it up,
yeah.
Where they talk about it, where the police officer said anything that's manipulation of your phone, which means anything beyond one touch. So if you have, let's say, your phone on a GPS stand, then you can set the GPS before you leave your location, and then it should take you there. But if, let's say, you need to pick up a call, manipulating the phone would be answering one, you know, your touch screen or your phone.
Well, that will be okay.
One touch is going to be okay, because they understand there's, I'm sure that there's going to be, like, you know, not cell phone companies, but some sort of thing legislative that's going to be like, well, people still need to touch their phones one way or another. You need to pick up the
phone. Someone needs their money.
Exactly. Bottom line, somebody probably needs to get paid. So, yeah, but the manipulation is anything beyond one touch. So, you know, pick up phone call, end a phone call.
Skip a song.
Skip one song. That's it. Anything beyond that is complete manipulation of your phone, which you get distracted. Now, the facts that this police officer told me and that I also read about that were incredible, it also made me want to even test this out, and it seems crazy. We believe that we text and drive and that it's a second.
That's quick.
And I try to do it, not while I was driving, but I try to do it looking at my phone, where let's say you look at a message, and I just looked at a text message, and I looked down to try to read it, and I looked up. So I just say, look down and look up, and then you would not read that whole message. So average time is about 4 to 5 seconds that it takes you to read a message, and you thought that you only spent 1 second on that message.
You know, and interesting, talking about, like, the seconds, I was reading on some stuff, on some of the studies that were done with texting and driving, and they determined that being distracted or taking your eyes off the road for up to 3 seconds was, like, manageable. But any time you go above that, 4, and people that got in accidents and things like that, honestly, the average was between 4 and 6 seconds. So it's interesting.
Well, that was depending on how fast you're going, too.
So this is...
I'm saying all that comes into factor, but honestly, they say, like, if you take your eyes off the road for, like, 1 to 3 seconds, you're probably okay. Meaning, like, that's not average. Where most accidents happen. Correct. Most accidents happen between 4 and 6 seconds of distraction.
Which, obviously, is all horrible. When you bring that up, so the next thing in the study said, so it's about 5 seconds that takes you to read a text or message really fast a text. You think you're good, but it's about 5 seconds. 5 seconds at 55 miles an hour, which was taking in consideration freeway speeds and below freeway speeds to give you an average. So, you know, people on the freeway, people driving in a fast street. Here in Utah, we have something, Bangor, which is kind of like midway kind of a freeway, more of an expressway. In 5 seconds, you travel the length of a football field.
Mm-hmm. What?
That's what it is in 5 seconds.
Yep.
And in 5 seconds, you travel a football field, like they said. That's the distance when you look at it. And they had people test it out where basically they have different markers and people are driving and they look, you know, and all of a sudden you've passed a complete football field in 5 seconds where you sat on a text. And like they said, if a car pops out in front of you, of a child, of a person, this and that, chances of you being able to stop, you know, it's going to be very hard. Right now, I think they said, in the country, I think it's about 20% of the accidents are solely off, like, phone manipulation.
Yeah, and I was reading, and this one, the last one that I was looking at to kind of, I guess, quote it, New Virginia Tech Research is the one that did it. They published it in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science, or Sciences, and that's where they posted a lot of the stuff that I was reading on. But yeah, like they said, as far as accidents go, 68%, of more than 900 crashes that they looked at were mainly like those few seconds before like something happened was mainly because of distractions. And like you said, I think the what you quoted with the about 20%, it was highway accidents. Correct. Or freeway.
It's like a freeway, highway.
So 20% of accidents in the freeway, and you can imagine how fatal those can be.
And that's the thing, like they said, the accident and the fatality level, I think it rates to like 60-70% when it is like manipulation of your phone. So you get in the accident, but the chances, it gets pretty high. Now, what I thought was interesting about that, so they're pulling over people here. That's what they were doing. They gave them a $150 ticket. I think they gave like 125 people tickets that day.
So in that one day?
In that one day alone. It was a Thursday. It wasn't even a super busy weekend day. It was also on a Thursday. It was 2 Thursdays ago. They pulled over people, and they're like, here's your $150 ticket. This is a warning. And then after 5 days, it was going to jump up a ridiculous amount, if not taken care of. So, and it's going to be implemented different times within the summer, you know, to try to get people to stop doing that. Obviously, it sends a message to the community, hey, don't text and drive, this and that could happen.
We ain't fucking around.
So, first and foremost...
Wait, quick question. Do you guys know anybody who's been in an accident due to that?
Yes.
Texting and driving?
Yeah, I've seen that.
I don't know anybody, at least not that's been confirmed. Like, you know, I think you have your suspicions when someone says, like, oh, like, it came out of nowhere, or... Like, I swear, like, it wasn't there, and then it was there, and, like, you kind of have your suspicions, you think.
That's true.
While you were on your phone.
So, now that we discussed that a little bit, because we're going to continue that conversation. It's going to get maybe a little more interesting. But what do you guys think about that as far as, let's say, you know, you're driving down the road, you just picked up your phone, all of a sudden a van, you had no idea that van pulls you over, lights come, and Sean, boom, $150 ticket, man. How you feeling initially at that moment?
I'd be like, damn, I could have killed somebody.
Are you really feeling that? Or are you like, damn, you're killing my pockets,
so
man.
It's a reality, well, no, that, a reality that, check for
yeah,
you?
The person going to kill is me.
Tell you what, why don't you just pull me over and run me through?
I'd be like, you know, a couple more fucking lights and shit. I would have been at the fucking state fucking center at the courthouse. Y'all could just shoot my ass there. Because I ain't going to pay this motherfucking ticket.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
How would you guys feel? Let's say in your case right now, you say you don't drive as much. You're with Randy in the car. He shouldn't be honestly texting and driving. Hey, there's somebody else. We're going to talk about this real fast. This is one thing that I saw that it said, like, the way they want to approach texting and driving nowadays is almost if you, like, you were drinking and driving, in the sense, like, where it's almost like a vice, como un vicio, like something like, I just have to do it. Like, because we go back to what Randy said earlier of, I have to answer. I have to answer back. Or we're so into our phones that, like, man, I got a message. And you see it on the dash. You're like, man, I got to answer. Just where it could be like, plans have been broken. Fuck you, man. And I could kill myself literally on this road.
Well, I know where those would be coming from.
So quick question. you're like, police officer, get to his house and give him a ticket.
He's the cause of this.
So they were saying that us as friends, family members, anything, we should... that'd be the technical thing to do, texting. We should take also accountability and be like, if I know somebody's driving, don't send them a message. Or, if I'm in the car with them, tell them don't drive. Like Sean told me, like, hey, don't text. I meant, like, don't text.
I tell Randy all the time. And then I grab his phone and I try to text the person.
And that's when he loses it.
No, like, he gets so particular. I don't ever put those emojis.
No, because
I never say bro. I'm like, damn, I don't know.
Give him
I'm
his just phone. That's a worse distraction. Let me see those emojis, damn it.
No, what I'm saying is that I would tell her how what to text, but then she'll read back what she wrote. Hey, I'm like, that's not me. She'll be like,
she's like, hugs and kisses. What? No.
Hugs and kisses. Love you, bye.
Give me the fucking phone or I'm gonna turn this bitch around.
No, but I'll tell you this. Reyna does send a lot of my texts when we're like together in the car, but to the same thing
Thanks
that you
for
were
telling
saying.
Me now, right?
Yeah. So the same thing that you were saying as far as like family members, and one of the ways that they say that it could be kind of like prevented or that we could get better, one, of course, if you know they're driving, don't text them. But two, I think it's setting up the expectations of like, dude, I can wait. You know what I mean?
Correct.
Because I think everything lately is so urgent. And, you know, so-and-so texted me like, oh, let me.
Correct.
You know, and if it's really urgent, pull over. And
that's what they said. And I know they've done studies where they said, and they grab people from, you know, like, driving wise, anybody from 16, I think it was like to 30, 35, and they said, you know, when they get a message, I think it was like 67% of people, like, I have to message them within a minute. And I think the rest was like, I got a message within 5 minutes or something.
Yeah,
where people feel like, yo, I have to do it. Great example. Do you need a message?
I saw it light
Stop
up.
Stop the
like,
show. I need a message. It's no, the no, police but, officer.
No, but it's
$50.
It's interesting that, like, I think it's just that whole. Like, again, and that's why I said, like, when I hear texting and driving, I think it's like a generational thing. And
but
of course,
what do we compare it to? Like, what do you compare that feeling of having to do it right then and now?
They said it's like an anxiety, like a need to, is from what I was reading. No, and I get it.
And it goes into like the whole, I don't want anybody to think I don't want to talk to you, or I'm too busy for you.
That's a good example from yesterday when Janet texted me, our friend Janet of the show.
And then she threw it out on the show on your Instagram.
She was like, no text back. I'm like, damn, it literally was like 2 seconds.
I got on it. I tried to like it. And I'm instigated over here.
No, but
hold up. What happened?
So she texted me something, and then I posted a picture on Instagram at the same exact time. Like,
but I don't get no text back.
Yeah, and then she commented on my picture. She's like, no text back. And I'm like, dude, I literally just took this picture, posted it, and I texted you.
And it's funny how human beings...
Was she driving?
I don't know what she was doing, but I thought it was funny because it was so fast.
It's funny that you bring that up because that's how human beings are. Like, I didn't talk to you, and I obviously didn't talk to Jana. I didn't know.
Yeah.
But I'm scrolling through my stuff, and I see your photo, and I read a couple comments, the ones that are available to see. So I read it, and she's like, but no text back. I was like, yeah, text it back.
No, but...
You don't help out. But
I think it's just that. I think
we
feel the need to like address it right away, or, you know, I don't want Sebastian to think I'm ignoring him
for whatever reason that might
which
be
is, yeah like
I like you said, we don't know. Go ahead, Sean. But
I think the person that has the best control of that though, off of this table, would be Sebastian.
Sebastian doesn't even respond to calls.
Calls, yeah. Texts, emails, Instagram.
I've lost opportunities.
Knock,
like that.
Knocks on doors.
I've been saving my life.
I'm saving lives out here.
I've been in the same place. In my room. I've been in the same place as Sebastian, and I've sent them a text. Let's say that I'm like in, I don't know, let's say like a public place, right? Like I'm at the mall, I'm in a store, he's in the back of the store, and I know he's there with me. I text him, I'm not going to respond from Sebastian. Or call him, I'm not going to respond from Sebastian. So I think he will have a lot of self-control.
The only time is when you know he's in the bathroom or something, you're like, hey, man, you okay? Yeah, man, I'm good.
Abandoning this. So, okay, but I want an answer out of that example, like I asked Sean. Say you're riding shotgun, you're next to Randy. Mm-hmm. He's on his phone. You told him, Randy, please don't text or whatever it is. He gets pulled over and $150 ticket.
I'm like, in your face. That's what you deserve.
How would you feel,
Randy,
about
it? After so many times of telling you not to do it.
I would say, well, we're paying this from your check, Randy.
I'm about to eat out every day.
He's like, you don't know how to text the shit that I want you to text. Officer, give her a ticket.
But then ask Siri, okay?
I don't know what's worse, the $150 ticket or the speech I'm about to give.
Yeah, I told you so.
Officer, can you stick around just in case it gets crazy?
Officer, can you take her home?
That's what I turn into. I told you so.
Okay, yeah.
I just don't understand.
And this is. So now we're going to take it to the next level, because we've noticed that, obviously, we've all admitted that texting and driving shouldn't be the thing.
Whoa.
Right? Yeah. Not that we've done it, but we all have said that we shouldn't. And we've all agreed that texting and driving shouldn't be the thing, right? Distractions in general shouldn't be the thing. And we understand that right now the police in different parts of the country are trying to make initiatives so people stop driving. Now we do get conversations. Stop texting and driving.
Stop driving, motherfuckers. Public transportation.
My bad. They want us to stop texting and driving. Now, just like the articles I read, a lot of people were like, the police just looking to make a dollar. And you can get into those conversations.
Yeah.
But that's another thing for another day. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Where I kept on reading, and there's companies that what they want to do now is in their apps, you know, like basically, you know, let's say your whatever company you might have, without dropping any names of companies, your car insurance, basically is like, hey, you have to download this app. This is, you know, part of your policy, whatever it is. And they track you just like your motion on your phone or whatever. And they track if you're, you know, certain speeds, maybe 10, 15, 20 miles an hour, whatever it is. And if they notice motion on your phone of you texting, then your premium goes up. So that's where we've all agreed that texting and driving is not right. We've spoken to Randy about this off camera, and he says he'll text and drive to the day he dies before it. He's like, he'll text his insurance company while he's driving.
I'm like, it goes.
Listen here, big brother.
In terms of rights, it goes freedom of speech and freedom to text, motherfucker.
So, Randy, just kidding. I want to get everybody's thoughts. So now that we've all agreed, remember on this table, that texting and driving is bad and distractions. Mm-hmm. But how do you personally feel about if you had a letter come from your insurance, beginning of the year says, hey, download this app, it's part of your policy. If you text and drive over 10, 15 miles an hour, your premium goes up
by
25%.
Here's the thing. Knowing
25%.
No, I'm storing numbers. So I don't work for none of these companies.
Some number. Maybe they give you a
all of a sudden, at the end of the year, CBAS got a job.
You're sponsored by all
companies. No. So going back into the whole thing, I think what it boils down to, and just knowing how America works and the big company. No, I'm saying Magic. Like in general. No, because I'm saying we pay all these insurance premiums. I pay over $1,000 a year for insurance, right? And it's way over that with the amount of cars and drivers we have in this house. But the moment I get in a little fender bender, the motherfuckers don't want to pay. They're quick to charge, but they don't want to pay. So in a way that drives that. You know, you don't trust it. You just think automatically. You just want to get more money from me.
Yep.
And then in the end, I'm going to get the shitty ass service that I always get. When I get in an accident or something, now you're looking for reasons not to pay. Like
I know a place where they can save you 15% or less under 15
oh
minutes.
No. So going into that, I would be okay if they want to impose a penalty based on the behavior. But at the same time, then it needs to go the opposite way as well. If I don't text and drive when my app is on or whatever you want to call it, then drop my insurance premium and keep dropping it. Because I'm sure you're not going to put a cap on the increase either.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're not going to put a cap on the increase, then don't put a cap on the decrease.
Because I know for damn sure you're making money on those people that are doing it.
Exactly. So, okay. Because it looks like you guys need a quote now.
Because I look at it like this too. What if I'm in the fucking passenger seat? What if I'm drunk and my girl driving? but it's my car. They can tell whatever the fuck with the app. Very interesting. I'm in the fucking passenger seat. You know, we're going 60 miles an hour, and all of a sudden, Sean, you're fucking texting. Going no, motherfucker, I'm drunk, actually.
Before you say that, Randy. Yeah, no, no.
Or go ahead.
I just wanted to add, going to that, that's actually one of the things that people argue when they've said, you know, for example, all these studies have been done and said all of these accidents, this many happened while you were on your phone or whatever. That's the argument, is there is no blood test. There's nothing to really prove that you were on your phone. Mm-hmm. So, you know, then you run into that.
So, a glitch. Because I'm pretty sure you guys are aware, and if not, because I, for some reason, I never put two and two together. But at the moment in time, if you were to get pulled over and get a ticket, let's say for running a stop sign, whatever it is, but if... And that could or could not affect. Like, there could be forgiveness on one ticket. You know, some companies do, like, accident forgiveness.
Yeah.
Or a citation, history, whatever, yeah. Overall history. Any company right now, if you get a ticket and the ticket says texting while driving, your premium goes up. Mm. That's what I'm saying. At this point, what I read is that they'd like to get, like, I don't know if these companies get together, whatever it is, but somehow implement where they already know if you're texting and driving. Because at this point, it's just like, if right now, you know, you're driving... Sean's driving, he gets pulled over, and the officer is like, you got this ticket Sean because you were texting while driving. That gets reported to your insurance
company. I'd be like, did you have a video of that? Because I don't trust you, motherfucker.
He's like, yo, just put it, I kill somebody, man. Don't put that text in the driving. The rates, man, the rates.
No, but that's that would be
my overall thing. So I thought that was interesting.
No, that would be my overall thing. I'm okay if you want to say, you know what, even as a fucking passenger, fine. Mm-hmm. As long as I'm in a car and the car is moving... No distractions, right? Because maybe it distracts the driver. I don't know. I'm okay with that. Let's talk about the positives. You know what I mean? If you're going to penalize me when I go...
So you're basically saying, let's say you don't, for a whole year, you don't get a ticket or they notice that... No, not ticket. They notice that you don't text and drive. Then, hey, drop some
yeah, the premium. Same percentage. If you're going to increase my premium by 2%, and I can only imagine...
We know that'd be... That's you're dreaming a lot there for them to be like, but, yeah. But
2% on 2% on $1,000
adds up. But you know what this sounds like? This sounds like what we typically do at work. You know, the people that want to call in and be like,
I'm good, I'm paying.
You know, remove my late fee, blah blah. And then the people that want to call in is like, oh, like, you know, I don't get anything for paying on time. No, you're doing what you're supposed to do. So I guess way is like you want to get.
No, but even on that example, you do get something.
But you want to get something for doing what you're supposed to be doing. Hold on. Which is not
text. I like that, Ray.
You know what I mean?
Here's the thing.
This man got to stop texting and driving. It's a sickness, man. That's a sickness. He'll be calling that customer service number.
I haven't touched nobody my whole life.
But let's really break it down because we're quick to forget. What you get as a consumer, let's say you have a credit card and you're not paying late, you do get perks for that reason. You could get your rate. No, I'm saying. You could get
a bigger perk than being alive.
No, I'm saying. You could get credit line increases, which allows you more use. You could get lower rates in the future. You could get promotional offers for being a good customer. There is things.
Oh, shit.
That must be the insurance right now. The rates are going up on this combo.
No.
Hold on.
There is things that you get for being a good customer. Now, of course, when you're calling and you want a fee adjusted, you don't think of all the other perks you get. You think about this one that you're not getting, and that's what everything's about. But I'm saying if you want to tax me for driving while I'm distracted,
I'm pulling this up. Continue.
Then the same way, let's say whatever the percentage is, 10%, fine. I'll accept the 10% increase when I do it. And mm-hmm. I'm sure if I next year I do it again, you're going to increase it another 10%. And if I keep doing it, you're going to keep increasing it. So then something like that got to be on the opposite side where you drop not 10%, maybe 5%. I agree with
the
balance,
but in the overall thought and the overall picture, it is what it is. Like you're looking to get, what is it? You're looking to get praised for doing something that you shouldn't be doing. Like, you shouldn't be texting at all.
I'm kind of with both of y'all, because there's some insurance companies where they give you money for not getting an accident for a year.
Like, I personally
can we name some so they can sponsor this?
Progressive has an actual thing. thing you put in your car, and they're supposed to help you with it.
Yeah, that's very outdated. Now
I get, are you in good hands? I don't get that, but I get accident forgiveness. I paid on time, and I didn't get in an accident for like a year. So if I were to get on one, they forgive it as far as my premium won't go up, but that damn deductible is still the same.
Yeah. No, so that's what I mean. I think, and again, it probably won't be the same drop, but I'm saying consider it, right? Because you're getting money from all these other consumers that are doing it.
Okay,
so then
I get you.
Then help me.
What do you feel, Sean?
Help me help you.
This is how I feel. I agree with everything that we're saying. But here's the thing.
Me too, buddy.
This is what I think. What if all of a sudden the world became perfect and nobody was texting and driving, and we all got these rewards, then the insurances are going to be out of business,
great,
right?
Because there will be way less accidents.
Yeah, on the business side. But they're always going to find a way to raise it somehow. So mm-hmm. it's either going to be the texting, the accidents, the not perfect driving.
They're like, if you don't have an iPhone 27, you're
No, because like what else can they track at this point? Right? So, they can track how fast we're going, 80 miles an hour. Okay, well, you did that.
Let me challenge that thought. And this is,
they're always going to raise something.
Just to kind of challenge it, right? Because I, from my understanding, insurance premiums and all these go up because mm-hmm. of the amount, in essence, that they have to pay. Mm-hmm. The same way that property taxes go up based on what's around.
Correct.
So in my head, yes, if no one's texting and driving, which means 50% of accidents stop, then there should be less that you're paying as an insurance company. So therefore, you would need less to maintain your company.
Obviously, this segment went into an interest.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, so right. Yes, the company still needs to run, but I do think I'm guaranteed. If we were to look at these companies, at these insurance companies' correct. Balance sheets, mm-hmm. the billions and billions they get don't compare close to what they pay out.
No, and it's never going to be that.
It's never going to be. So that
just makes no sense.
But that's what I'm saying. If we were to all of a sudden become safer drivers, mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to go out of business. Insurance premiums are still going to be the same.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's not like they're going to go out of it. It's more like they're going to find a way to fuck us somehow.
Yeah. Oh, always.
That's what I'm saying.
Always.
So we can all be perfect, and they're still going
to
fuck us in our ass.
They're going to try to get us their money.
I'm just saying...
Yeah. That's what your insurance company you need to get somebody new.
Well, shit. I mean, $10 here, $15 here, $30 here. Shit, we already have 50. God
basically.
Damn. No. So what I would say is this. Why don't we let the cops do their fucking job? Let the cops do the job, videotape us if they catch us doing it. Because I want evidence of that too, right? Yeah. But as far as the insurance company, I mind to a point because if we give them that, what else are we going to give later? That's why I'm always looking at.
Exactly, speed.
Yeah.
Like you were saying. Yeah,
something. It's going to be something. It's big brother shit to me. Mm. Oh. But either way, they're going to pass it. They don't give a fuck about us.
Basically, when it's all said and done, like we said, at this very moment in time, if you get a ticket for texting and driving, your premium will go up. So, honestly, what the police is doing, and I'm going to say not all police, what's happening in different parts of the city, is those people that end up getting that ticket that day for texting and driving, their premiums will go up.
Yeah.
So
if you're one of these listeners and this happened to you,
so that happened.
I'm sorry.
There you go.
Unless obviously there's some accident forgiveness or something.
It's more like you deserve.
But that's what was going to happen. Now, like I'm saying, this is something that they've discussed, which would be some sort of monitoring to that point where, hey, now we don't even have to wait for the ticket. Now we basically will know if you're doing this, and we could just increase it.
Yeah,
on that end.
And to Sean's point, it will never stop if they go into.
And overall, just to have an idea, yes, when the way. Auto insurance works is it's not based on there's this new app that I've seen sometimes on YouTube commercials. I don't know the name of the company where they're like, hey, download our app, drive for 3 weeks, and then we'll give you a premium lower than the current one they have.
I've seen it.
I don't know how many people they have under it, but basically
not enough.
Basically what happens with that is because when you sign up with an auto insurance, the premium that you're getting is out of all the people they have currently in their company, how they drive, and it's just an average broken down. So you could be above or below the average. For a person that's gotten in tons of accidents, even though let's say his insurance will say it's a little bit more, he's actually saving because if it was catered solely to him or her, then it'd be a lot more. Then there's a lot of people on the opposite end where you look at your premium and you're like, I haven't gotten an accident in 5 years. I should be paying cents on the dollar. But because it's an average of what the total pool is, that's what happens. But mm-hmm. to wrap that up, basically, all
don't
I wanted
text
to,
and drive.
All, before we say that, text and drive, because I wanted to get that real quick. I wanted to get that feeling. Okay, so we already said that you guys get pulled over, blah, blah, this and that. How do you guys feel if it got to that point where there is an app and all of a sudden you get a message that next month your insurance doubled?
Doubled?
Or 25%. How you feeling?
I don't think I'm going to drive anymore. I'm going to ride a fucking bike everywhere. I'm in good shape in that motherfucker.
Raina, in your case, I like your answers a lot because, like I said, you don't drive much. Chaz, so how do you feel?
About to
you,
get busy.
You get a letter sent home or you go through the email and all of a sudden right. your rate went, let's say it was $300 and now it's going to be $450 a month. Mm. And you're like, and it says reasons, texting while driving, this day. How you feeling? What's the combo
looking
like?
Are you looking at your
like?
Husband at this point?
You're like, I don't drive the car.
You know what's funny? I'm thinking automatically.
I'll be so
like,
mad.
I'm like, they're going to have to prove this to me in court.
Oh my God.
I'm automatically thinking.
We all know the traces of you
at
doing
the,
it.
At the, at the bottom of the letter, they're like, show up to court, please don't drive and text while you get there.
No, I mean, I think it'll be interesting to just kind of.
So, See, I really enjoyed the episode because it brought a lot, or just the topic in the episode, because it's brought out a lot of different feelings, even though we've all agreed that Texan and driving are distractions.
Can I just do one fact, though?
Yeah,
one
fact.
Facto?
Texan and driving kills more people than drinking and driving.
It is.
I bet. Just put that into perspective.
I bet, because it's we go back to that thing that Randy said earlier where he's like, well, you know, a drinking and driving tickets more than a texting and driving, so mm-hmm. a lot of people are more accessible to do this. It's because society, if you get in the car, I don't care who you are, and you're drinking, you're either thinking like, man, I shouldn't do this, or if you're like, I'm a good drinking and driving guy. But let's be completely honest, you didn't take your driving test while they handed you a bottle of Hennessy. You didn't. You probably just stopped. No. I'm saying the guy that had your do your road test, he wasn't like, hey, here, have a sip before we drive, loosen up. But you could have been But you could have been checking your phone right before you take the driving test, and it's not. This doesn't feel like evil. You're like, I'm driving and I'm looking. Oh shit!
Damn it! He's like texting on podcasts and gets bad for his
impression. It's bad. Listen, I can't even drive, let alone do this shit. I feel like I'm a decent driver, but
it's interesting.
You guys want to wrap up some final thoughts on this thing?
We should also touch on the point that, like you said about the seconds earlier, I just feel like it only takes 1 second to change somebody's life, and it's just not worth it. Like, it's not worth it.
Raina's like, don't drive.
I'm not for texting and driving.
So that was Raina's final thought. Final thought, Randy and Sean, please.
So, not to leave it in the negative, because we're going to somehow bring it back to the positive, but...
We're saving lives.
No, I know. Exactly. No, but think about it.
Not my shitty life.
What I was reading on the articles, and I think it was the Huffington Post where I was reading all this stuff, but we're averaging now, trying to bring awareness towards it, we're averaging about 4,000 deaths a year that are related to distracting and driving.
And of course, like, let's get it up to 8, because I'm texting and driving. I don't give a damn.
No, what I'm saying is, you know, clearly that's a very high number. And out of that, they said 50% of death, like, related accidents are teenagers.
Yeah. Real crazy. Quick touching on that, they did say, because you look at it, teen driving, at the end of the day, teen drinking. That's what I think about. You guys know that song?
Teen drinking is very bad.
But teen driving, basically, these are people that just barely started to drive.
Yeah.
And then they're
already brave.
And they're, you know, already pulling out their cell phones, driving, they get an accident. I personally know somebody that this happened. They were texting and driving, teenager, and got and totaled the car not too long ago.
Okay, so when you think about it, when I was personally learning how to drive, I had that Jesus phone that Sebastian likes to call it. So even if I wanted to try to text and drive, I gotta be like,
no, guys, it wasn't a religious phone.
It was a touch screen. It was an ancient phone, and I had to do the whole like
touch screen. But for those of you that know the difference, it was when touch screen was by the pressure on the screen, not the heat. So that was years ago.
You have to press that shit with your hand.
No, but
to move things.
Interesting, like. Like you said, I mean, this is, like you said, maybe people that haven't really mastered driving as a whole, and then you add the distraction of texting on top of it.
We want to go ahead and say, obviously, don't text and drive, period.
No, but keep an eye on your kids.
But I guess it does happen a lot.
You know,
that's actually, we didn't touch much about it, but it is something that worries parents a lot, that I was seeing that, you know, you barely get your kid driving, all of a sudden he's sending up messages. We don't have children, but maybe, you know, one day we do, and it's like, yo, I'm going to drive, and we see the dude, the girl, you know, texting and say, hey, man, don't do that while you drive. You know?
Or just get one of those cars that brakes for you. And
by then,
how? Like,
there's those cars, right?
There's those cars. But what about still, you? You gotta go 50
what's your
miles
final?
Hour,
what's your final thought with
My final thought
on this whole texting and driving. Just to wrap it up.
Just don't fucking text and drive. It ain't that fucking hard.
Let's not do it.
It is very hard.
Can we commit on this table not to fucking do it again?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm looking at accountability for everybody.
But see,
it's not just texting and driving. It's switching the songs.
That's what I'm saying. Distractions.
Picking them. I'm like, yo, man, I'll pick the song for you. No, I got it.
I just asked for us to commit, but if you guys don't want to do it,
no, correct.
I can commit, man.
It's any distraction.
Because my Bluetooth, you know how my Bluetooth, you know, is set up. I go like this.
That's how mine is. And basically,
we just gotta utilize.
Basically, we're getting down to the point where it's like, you switch one song. I don't like this. I'm gonna switch a second song. Become distracted.
No. I don't touch it. It's on my steering wheel. I go like this.
Yeah. No. What about you? What's your
my final thought on everything? That obviously texting and driving is bad. But everybody has to somehow take accountability and try to stop it somehow. Like, you really do.
Like, honk your horn when you see someone texting. Like,
no, that's even. but you should.
No, scare them.
I think when you pull up at the light and you're like,
basically, my final thought on this.
He's like,
it brings me back to an old saying. my final thought on texting and driving is something where we think, man, something small can't control your life. This is something so small that we have so much control over, but yet we give all control to this thing, like the phone, right? It's like that old saying that says, you know, a fly, you know, is not a big of a deal. Lock yourself in a room with a fly and see how much it bugs you. Yeah. You know what I mean? You give control over to a phone.
That fly's dead.
Until you catch it.
But why'd you get up and catch it? Because it was so nice and cuddly? No, because it was pissing you off. That's why you went and killed it.
I ain't catching shit. I'm killing it.
All right. Correct. Right, let's shoot it with his gun.
Guys, just don't text and drive.
But what I'm trying to say is, like, yeah, don't text and drive. We have a lot of control over this situation. And yes, it's hard because it's just right there. It's a click away. But honestly, it could save a life. Don't text and drive.
Yeah.
That's all right. A good time. So moving forward.
Yes. The next segment, for those of you guys that are new to the podcast, 3, 2, 1. Is where each of us talk about something that was impactful for us this week, maybe something that we, you know, for whatever reason, positive, negative, something that, whatever.
I like it. I want to start with Sean.
Sean's going to get it started.
Then Raina, then Randy, then Raina last.
Dang.
All right. Well, mine would be, this is our season finale. And we did all these weeks, all these episodes.
Way out.
Was it 6 months?
I did the easy way out. But at the end, hey guys, come on. We kept doing this, and we just keep coming up with subjects, and obviously our listeners help us out with that and everything like that. And I'm just really excited for next season and what we're bringing. And what
that's we're a good one. That's a good one. Like how about
Randy.
You, Raina?
No, it's Randy next.
Me?
Raina's last.
All right, so for me, you know, last, going so back.
She can say everything she wants to say.
Age before beauty.
Dang.
Now, I'm not a big soccer fan, and I, you know, I watch the whole, like, Mundial or World Cup when it comes around. But this time I've been, like, more active with it, and I guess it's just been kind of impactful how crazy it's been. It's been, like, anybody's game, for real.
And it
it's
brings
been crazy.
People together.
And honestly, all the teams that were expected to be in the semifinals,
they ain't nowhere to be found.
Exactly. They're gone. So at this point, it's going to be interesting to see who takes it. It could be whoever came in with, like, little chances of taking it. So
I think at this point, because Brazil's out.
Yep. Brazil's out, yeah.
That was crazy. Obviously, Germany's out. At this point, in Colombia, that's my team.
Mexico's out.
So I'm going to roll with England.
England?
I think England
has the momentum. But
yeah.
And they
weren't supposed to be nowhere near this.
Belgium. I'm going to go with Belgium on this one.
I'm going to go with England just because I know some people.
What do you think, Raina?
I'll go with Belgium waffles.
Perfect. So that was your final thought on that? Or
yes.
Okay, so my 3, 2, 1 was the fact that it was Sebastian's birthday recently. And we all got together. It's been a while since we all got together as a group of friends. So it was a pretty good time. And
I like it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, yes. No, pretty interesting stuff.
Grateful for everything.
Pew, pew, pew.
So, next, and this is not the last thing we're going to do because we got some shout-outs for our people.
Our last segment, basically, is going to be
the
People's Note. And Raina, let everybody know what the People's Note is, please.
Yes, everyone. So the People's Note is our version of the quote of the day. So for today, it is, you will never change your life until you change something you do daily.
Stop texting and driving. Like that. You'll never change your life until you do something.
You'll probably get to work on time for that fucking job and get that promotion.
I like that.
Yes, so, and to wrap it up, I'm going to say it right now on air. AT&T, any of these phone companies, if you guys want to team up and we can do something, you know, we are very cheap when it comes to sponsoring.
We are very cheap.
We'll do it for
throw us anything.
He said free service.
Anyways. No,
so,
but,
so basically right now, you know, we just want to thank everybody. Obviously, we're going to do some shout outs. But beforehand, we want to talk about this is the end of the season. So it was a lot of fun. I would say, you know, took this as a learning experience to see what works, what not. Got some good feedback from people. And we want to go ahead and make things even better for season 2 rolling in. So we want to be more interactive with the people that listen and, you know, and grow this and, you know, grow the following. What we are going to do, we're going to go ahead and do a giveaway on our first episode of season two, which we will announce the rules to it. Mm-hmm. And we will announce when season 2 starts. I believe that we'll do... this episode, the day this episode comes out, the following day we'll have the rules to the.
Yeah, so make sure you follow us
to the what's it called to the giveaway.
To the giveaway, so check it out on our social media.
Now, is this giveaway gonna have anything to do with the money?
Of course, there's gonna be some money.
So basically, it's gonna be a nice, fun giveaway. We're gonna give you the rules. It's gonna be interactive. You know, you're gonna have to do something along the lines of, like, you know, donating money to us. No, it's gonna be something where, you know, let your friends know. We really want to grow. That's the ultimate goal right here, the plan. So just really excited, obviously, to be able to do a whole season, 20-plus episode, and then...
We're like Law and Order.
For real. And then, and then going into a second season, that's the goal. And then, you know...
No, but yeah, so next season's going to be pretty interesting, but stay tuned on Instagram, Great People Podcast. Follow us anywhere, you know, we're on Facebook, Twitter. On Twitter, it's Great PPL Podcast or Great People Podcast. But then, you know, if you're watching this on YouTube and you haven't subscribed, make sure you subscribe, comment, share it. But yeah, we're going to post the rules for the giveaway on Instagram.
You'll see it,
right after we post this episode, episode 24, the season finale. And then, yeah, so when we come into the next season, we got a lot of good things planned. We got a lot of, you know, I don't know, like a good vision, a good plan for what this next season
is. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. A good vision, a good plan. So, yeah, leaving it on that note, you know, want to thank everybody that listens to the show.
Thank you if you've been listening.
Some feedback, all of our special guests.
Anybody that's been a special guest. Or anybody that's anybody helped that listened out.
From like episode 1 to episode 24, we thank you.
Shit, if you listen to half episode, imagine. Yes. No. Anybody that's been part of the show, anybody that, you know, has been a guest, anybody that's helped out, any idea, anything, yo, we really thank you, because at the end of the day, we wouldn't have thought, you know, 6 months ago we would have been at this point. And then we'll see, you know, a year from now how everything is.
I think this come.
Shout out to my mom.
This deserves an applause.
No applause.
24 episodes.
I'm gonna input the
paper. Oh, okay. Wow.
I would say hi to my mom, but
you can.
Wow.
So that's what's up.
Sign it. She'll get it when she watches the video.
Oh, yeah, I don't want her. She'll watch. I don't want her reading my lips on this show.
No. For real. So anyways,
well, on that note, thank you everybody for tuning in. We're signing off.
Thank you again. Thanks for all the love. We appreciate it. Thanks for always tuning in. We appreciate all of you great people out there. And that's what we're here for. So let's just look forward to the next episode, next season.
This episode, next season.
Cut.